Join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. As always, we have some very startling global headlines for you today. First of all, the signs of the times are increasing all around us in a global fashion. Now, you know, friends, we are going to go back and forth here, and I've chosen some words out of this that I'd like for Jack to give us from the Bible, if there's a reference in the Bible to it. First of all, I think you noticed tsunamis and floods. Oh, my. Worldwide, Jack. Is Luke, it in the Bible?
Luke 21:25.
Tornadoes.
Luke 21:26.
Fires and storms.
Revelation 8:7.
And earthquakes.
That's Revelation 6:12, 8:5, and many others, as we're going to see in a few moments.
Bacterial and viral diseases.
Matthew 24:7 and Revelation 6:7-8.
The collapse of the global economy.
Revelation 18:17.
Wars and terrorism.
Revelation 16:16.
All right, my oh my. Well, we're going to take some of this apart, and then we'll ask Jack to elaborate on the things that we have just mentioned. Let's take a look, first of all, at the global scene of natural disasters. Natural disasters. What have we learned? My, oh, my, oh, my, can you imagine what's happening around the world? And I would like for Jack to elaborate, if it's really in the Bible. He gave us some verses, but elaborate on some of the headlines, the tsunamis, the floods. Jack, it breaks my heart to think what people are going through.
You say, why? 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also in the last day, perilous, dangerous time shall come. And Jesus said in Luke 21:25, nations will be in distress with perplexity, mass confusion. What's happening? Why? What's next? Listen carefully.
You know that word you just used, Jack, nations.
Yeah.
It's worldwide.
Yes.
It's not just the United States or Canada or somewhere like that. It's worldwide.
And these tsunamis and storms and everything that you've heard about already, that is Luke 21:25. And he said, the seas will be roaring. And we've seen so much of that lately with these tsunamis killing tens of thousands. Also, in Revelation 8:8-10, it says that the ocean and rivers become bloody, mean deadly because of what is occurring. And in Revelation 16:2-3, we find out that every living creature in the sea dies and in the rivers as well because of all of this trouble that's occurring. It's going to get worse.
And then, you know, Jack, something, we've had in Michigan, and we've seen a lot of it lately in different parts of the United States, tornadoes.
Fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven, Luke 21:11. That's Christ speaking. And then again in Luke 21:26, men's hearts will fail them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming to pass on the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. It's here.
And then the fires, the storms. My, oh, my. Again, I say my heart has certainly been hurt and broken for those people, Jack.
Well, there's a terrible time coming when there'll be atomic warfare. And Revelation 8:7 says, a third part of the trees was burned. All green grass was burned. And Malachi 4:1 says, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. The signs are being fulfilled with rapidity.
The earthquakes. Unprecedented worldwide. Earthquakes around the world, Jack.
Jesus spoke about earthquakes in diverse places in Matthew 24:7, and also in Mark 13:8. And he said, many in different diversified places simultaneously. The United States Geodetical Service says we have as many as 1 million quakes and aftershakes annually now in our world. You can find these earthquakes in Revelation 6:12, chapter 8:5, chapter 11:13-19, and the greatest earthquake in history, chapter 16:18. There was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the face of the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. And I've said this before, don't worry about it, Los Angeles, that's not where it's going to be. It's going to be in Israel. And all the nations have come against Israel to battle in Zechariah 14:2. And the Lord Jesus returns with a bolt of lightning that's from east to west, Matthew 24, verse 29. But wait a minute, as his feet hit the Mount of Olives there in Jerusalem, that mount splits from east to west. That's the sign of Christ's return. And that'll be the greatest shaking the world has ever known as the Lord Jesus comes back to put all stop to wars and terrorism and set up his glorious kingdom of peace for 1,000 years. And I'll tell you, he is the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. He's going to be here soon.
Oh, I love that, Jack. What great hope in the Lord Jesus. Mm. Now, let's take a look, if you will, at the bacteria and viral diseases. First of all, let's look up at the birds and what's going on in the air. Birds hit the ground and theories fly. You know what they're saying? Apocalypse? Could it be UFOs or something else? That's only some of the guesses. And then going on, Haiti, cholera could affect 650,000, says the United Nations.
Viruses in the drinking water.
Yes, in the drinking water. You know, we look around and we see all of the things that are happening as far as the viruses, the diseases, the bacteria. It's unprecedented. I've never known anything like it in my lifetime.
Jesus said, just before I return, there will be pestilences, plural, more than one. Matthew 24:7, Luke 21:11. They now tell us that there have been 25 new pestilences among the insects and animal life in just the last quarter of a century. And that's one of the riders of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. It's the fourth one, a pale, sickly-looking horse in Revelation 6, verses 8 and 9. And the Bible says, the name of this rider on the horse was death, and hell followed with him. And a fourth part of mankind was killed through the beasts of the field. Wow! It's here. Jesus is coming.
All right, Jack, we do look at the headlines. We see the headlines from around the world. But now, let's see, does the Bible really refer to everything we're seeing now? We've always had terrorism, but not on this scale.
Oh, this is terrible, Rick Sella. Jesus said, I'm going to tell you when my coming is right at the door. In Matthew 24:37, he said, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. How was it in Noah's day? The whole world was filled with violence and terrorism. It's here. In Luke 21:9, Jesus said, when you hear of wars and terrorism, wars and revolutionaries, don't be frightened. These things must first come before what? When they're happening, verse 27 says, then shall they see the Son of Man, Jesus, coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to happen in the air, look up. Your redemption, the salvation of your bodies, Romans 8:23, is near, is drawing nigh. And that's when we hear, come up hither, Revelation 4:1, and we sweep through the heavenlies in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:52. And then in verse 30, he said, 31, now get this, when you see it happening full force, my kingdom is nigh, when they come to set up the kingdom. But this is the verse. He said, this generation who lives to see this shall not pass from the earth, shall not die. We're the generation who's going to go up to meet him in the air.
Wars and terrorism that has led to the wars around the world, Jack, in the Bible.
Listen to this book, folks. I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, but I believe what my God has written in this book through the Holy Spirit and men of old, 2 Peter 1:21. Now, let's get into it. Jesus said there should be wars and rumors of wars. Matthew 24, verses 6 and 7, and Mark chapter 13, verses 7 and 8, and Luke 21:9. And then there is what is called Armageddon in Revelation 16:16. This is the battle of the ages, and there are three invasions. The first one has to do with Russia, and that's Ezekiel 38 and 39, 38 verses 1, 2, and 8 and 16 say, Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh, which is Russia, cities in that nation now fight the war of the latter years and the latter days. They're defeated in chapter 39, verses 1, 2, 12, and 13. And then there's a second invasion as the kings of the Orient come down, the kings of the sun rising, Revelation 16, 12. And it's the worst battle in the history of the world in Revelation 9, verses 14 to 18. And then there's a third attack as all nations come against Jerusalem. The battlefield's going to be Jerusalem. 18 times in this text, it says that they're going to invade Israel. And you see all the headlines, all the commentators globally saying it's coming and coming soon. And it's going to be an atomic war. God help us. Psalm 97:3, Isaiah 66:15, Ezekiel 20:47, the flaming flame shall not be quenched. The Russians are coming down and a fire devours before them, Joel 2, verse 3. And as they're being pushed back, the prophecies, blood, fire, pillars of smoke. Zephaniah 1:18, the whole land shall be devoured by fire. Malachi 4:1, the day shall come that shall burn as an oven. Revelation 8:7, the third part of the trees was burned. Revelation 9:18, by these three was the third part of men killed, fire, smoke, brimstone. Folks, God is saying this, and the headlines are saying it. Everyone is talking about making missiles and bombs now. And Jesus is going to come back and put a stop to all of it. Those are killing one another. Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. Oh, Rexella, it's all so near, so near.
Jack, why have we wanted to share all this? Why we wanted to share it with you? Only because we want you to know that you can be prepared for the coming of the Lord. You know, we're all going to die. One day we're either going to die or we're going to be facing the Lord when He comes in the clouds. One of the two. But either way, we're going to have to look into the face of the Lord. Are you ready for that? The Lord wants to be your Savior. Oh, Jack, show everyone how to be saved.
You said, why? Because there are going to be scoffers in 2 Peter 3:3. Oh, nothing has changed. What do you need? 50 headlines on terrorism and war. It's here. And our time on earth is limited. Jesus is about to return. Get ready. Pray it. Lord Jesus, the God from all eternity, the God who came to earth and took a body with flesh containing blood, because it's the blood of Christ that saves. Lord Jesus, what you did for me on the cross, I accept today. I want to be cleansed, washed, saved. Precious Jesus, I receive your sacrifice for me today. Come into my heart now. In your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Do you have something in your life you don't want there? I promise when you open your heart to Him, He cleansed you, He forgave you. Please write to me. I'll send you this little book, The First Steps in a New Direction. There's my address. I want to hear from you so much. I want to leave you with this wonderful, wonderful thought. Life is fragile. Handle with prayer. We'll look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added. Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information.